Rabbi Russell Prince from Norfolk.
Shalom Aleichem.
Shalom. Rabbi Shalom.
How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Hashem, you're lucky. You know the special opportunity you have to be in our holy country.
Yeah.
When you live here, sometimes you feel like, forget about where you are and where you came from. It's taken for granted that it has much less value. Too bad.
We have to go to keep our appointment. Do you have to talk to him? Or should we start with him?
Yeah. Enjoy your visit.
Thank you. Well, thank you. We'll be back. We'll be back.
To see you. So we have like this. I don't remember what we did. I don't think we did the world's narrow bridge. Did we? I don't think so. So that's what we're going to start with. We'll do that today. That's a shame. So we have like this. Rabbi Nachman says the whole world is a narrow bridge. The main thing is not to be afraid. It's pretty well known. Right? Don't be afraid. Why should you be afraid? Going before you, don't be afraid. You're nothing to fear. So, the question is, what does that mean? Tell someone, listen, you're in a very narrow place here. This is a touchy maneuver, but don't be afraid. If it's so touchy, I mean, you guys should be afraid. Better watch it. What do I mean? I'm in a narrow bridge, narrow place. Better watch out. So, there are a few ways of understanding this. My uncle of Hashem said one way of understanding. He said, you can't fall if you're not afraid. The fear is what makes you fall. Otherwise, you can't fall. That's how he wanted to explain it. Otherwise, you can't fall. You can't fall. You're just not afraid. Don't be afraid. And, you know, it makes a lot of sense. Dr. Kelm also has his own mahalach. He says, when you're intrepid and you're strong, strengthen your heart, but you're not going to do the same thing. You get to a place where you're feel empowered. You can do unbelievable things. Unbelievable. You turn around and say, how did I do that? What happened? I just found myself somehow. I just went for it. Just did it. And it worked. It all worked. It got all done. I don't know how it happened. How did I manage that? I don't know how it was. That's what we want to get to, this place where can't understand. How did I advance this place? Amazing. So when you have this intrepid feeling, and you go across a precipice, right? You have to go across a narrow bridge. So he said, if you're not afraid, you just do it, you have a much better chance of getting through it. So if you're afraid and you're wishy-washy, that in itself can draw you to fall. So you have to be strong. Don't be afraid. The main thing is not to be afraid, so you'll be able to get over it. Those are two ways of looking at it. There's another way to look at it. Another way, nothing implies. With nothing in one of the letters, it comes out that wherever you are, you're on a narrow bridge where you can easily fall off. So if you start to get afraid, you keep falling, you gotta hold on, stop at whatever level you are, and hang on wherever I am. Can't let anything bother me, I can't let anything make me afraid. To be strong, to hold on, try to climb up. The baby said to him, Nelson, before they met him, Nelson had dreamed of something red, he kept trying to climb a ladder and falling. So he said, try to climb, but when you can't, try to hold on, hold strong. Hold strong, and everything will be the way it's supposed to be. Hold on. Don't let yourself fall. Hang on. So we need to learn how to hold strong, hold fast. That's the first lesson. That's the first lesson. You need to be very, very committed. Never fall. You don't want to fall. Falling means insight. I don't need to fall. The things that make me fall, they're not real. They're only in my mind. Only in my mind. They're not real. No, there's no reason to fall. Hashem is giving me life right now. I don't need to fall. I need to serve. I need to do whatever I can do. Serve my. I can't be in a position where I feel like I'm going to fall. I'm going to fall away. I can't let myself be there. Fear in and of itself is very, very dangerous. You're not going to explain the Sif Salam. He says that fear, there's a part of a person that's not even something he thinks about. So when someone yells boo, it's a loud noise, something's happening, the person jumps. What did he jump about? Maybe it was nothing. See, just because it's reflexive, it's not something he thought through. Part of his instinct is to jump when you hear a big bang. But it's not thought through. It's not really him reacting. It's something inside, something instinctive. It's body. So that's not me. As soon as a person, he's afraid, he becomes paralyzed. He can't do anything. Fear is a very terrible, terrible thing. I can't do anything. I can't get anywhere. I'm just stymied. Cut off. I can't speak. I'm totally unfocused. So I'm on a very narrow bridge. Why should I be afraid? Why should I have a fear? What possible reason could I have to be afraid? So one thing we're afraid of, we become very perfectionistic. First is I want to get things right. I want to do truth, I want to do it right. To do it right is a very, very dangerous sentiment, because when you want to get it right, you think that you need to do more than you can. Hashem only wants what we can do, not more. That's also why we don't have to be afraid. Hang on, just do your best. Hold on, hold strong. Don't let myself stumble. Keep my equilibrium whatever I can, whatever way I can. Keep my footing. Focus on Hashem. Focus on doing what he wants. Rabbi Nachman said, even a fear of losing the world to come is damaging to serving Hashem. First, as I say, I don't care about the world to come. Yes, no, it's not my. I'm just trying to serve Hashem. Rabbi Nachman actually says it's impossible for me to live. But besides it, that's its own chesed, its own discussion. But besides, every good thing is interconnected to Hashem. You can't really totally lose it. But besides that, the person, he says, there's so many chas v'shalom. So no, like the Baal Shem Tov famously, he gave a bracha that was really not natural, what he was asking for, and he said, Olam Haba, and he was happy. He said, great, I'll serve Hashem with Olam Haba, so he'll give it back. Give it back. We don't want any of this money. This is too strong. Too much. We don't want to bring Mashiach with that. It's too strong. Why do I always think maybe I'm doing it because of my own Haba, maybe this? So to be very, very careful not to be afraid of anything. The Zohar actually is a beautiful idea. It says that, you know, when you check for chametz, you check wherever you usually put chametz. You don't check in places that are out of the way. You know, unless there are children around, then they shove things anywhere. But if you have a very high shelf or something, somewhere very, very high, you don't have to climb up and assume maybe you put chametz. That's what the Gemara says. Well, your hand usually reaches. You don't have to assume it. Maybe I go a ladder, and maybe I do up, and maybe I put it there. That's not usually where you put things. You don't have to worry about it. So usually also lower than where people usually use. You don't have to go check. And that's, again, children's a different story. So the Gemara says, that's why a person should never be afraid. It's the person who's a chassid. If you want to be a chassid, you turn to Hashem, you say, maybe you did wrong. You say, please help me find a way to be true. That's called a chassid. The person wants to find out a way of fixing himself. But you should never say, what about the things I don't remember? So Nassim says there's a level of accessing a place above nature to such an extent that he's not able to forget whatever he might have done wrong. He remembers it. It comes back to him. But the Zohar says, you have to know that that's not really absolutely necessary. It's better. But if you do your best, everything else goes after that. You have to do what you remember. So that's the same with the chametz. You check where you usually would put chametz. That's it. So the same with the coin. You put it into the house to check and see if there's saras and mega. There's something which the house has to be put away, waiting. We don't have this anymore. We used to.
You like in the walls.
Yeah, the walls of the house. So since he has a superficial look. He doesn't have to go searching with a magnifying glass. He doesn't do a search for chametz. Can't see it, it's nothing. So it's the same idea. The person has to look, do what he can. There's nothing to be afraid. Maybe I'm missing something. Maybe I just have to do what I can. And that's the story of the Zamalim, of the Lajman. I don't know if I told the story. I don't know. But he, one time someone came to him and showed him his book on Paris on
Zamalim
of the Lajman. He lived in the time of the Gra, a little bit after the Baal Shem Tov, I guess. A little bit after the Baal Shem Tov. Late 1700s. Maybe early 1800s. So someone came and wrote a book on Zroi. He wrote a book on you know, on the laws of plants in Israel, with produce, tithing, different things of that sort. So Rabzalda looked it over. It didn't look like as solidly as he would want it to be. So when the person said, "What do you think?" he said, "It's demai." Demai, of course, is the fruits of an ignoramus who might tithe, who might not tithe. So the question is, do you take maaser? Don't you take maaser? When do you? When don't you? So it means that the one who wrote this book is ignorant of really what's going on with these halakhas. First, he got very upset and walked away. A minute or two later, it was almost like, how could I have insulted a fellow Jew? How could I have such a thing? I can't believe it. So he went quickly, tried to find him. Couldn't find him. His book, it's going to be there. Find this person. He's afraid of he wouldn't get. How will I be? Have atonement, find out forgiveness. You have to ask your fellow man. You can't just ask for shame. So you want to go around the all of Litha, looking at every shul and banks. This person is so sorry, I regret it. So they told the girl, he's upset. The girl called him. So he went to the girl, the girl said to him, Chovos Abba says, a person has to do what he can. When I do whatever I can, I have to make crazy efforts to do whatever I can. And then Hashem makes it that the person whom we wronged, they just forgive us. So we're doing whatever we can, we're doing our best. I don't know where to find them, I don't know where to turn them. So that's what Hashem does. So that's, you don't have to worry about it. We don't have to let the fear rule us. It's all baloney, it's all love. We just have to do our best. It's all Hashem wants from us. It's all Hashem wants from us. Everything is geshe, everything is a bridge to another level. We have to take the bridge. Go on the bridge and bridge the gap from level to level. Move forward. First step of moving forward is being a place where I realize that I'm a narrow bridge. It's a narrow bridge. There are things, like the Paleoites writes, so there are things that I know disturb me. They disturb me equilibrium. I don't like surprises. I don't like this. I don't like this spot. If this happens, it's hard for me. If that happens, it's hard for me. If my kids hit each other, it's hard for me. Whatever it may be, this one does. That cutting off, don't cut my car off. I can't. I'll get you. I'll deal with you. I'll show you. I have to. So you have to know that, prepare for it in advance and say, okay, Hashem, this is hard for me. Please help me. Just expect it and be ready for it and be aware of how I react and where my problems are and how I can make them better. So it's all a narrow bridge. You have to know you're on a. It's not so easy. It's not so simple. The bridging the gap is not an easy thing. How do I make it so that I can go across, go on the bridge, go over the water wherever I need to go, place to place, level to level, without things getting in my way, without the ups and downs getting to me and making me afraid, making me upset. How do I negotiate that? That's the real question. Of course, the answer is focus. That's for sure. Focus is supposed to give us mental tranquility if we do it right. Focus and mental tranquility. That's what it's about. Just focus is one of the biggest answers. It lose weights. I can do it. Whatever he says. First time his focus is missing the, even if he's inside, he's missing something integral. But fear can really hurt. It can damage a person. It's not a neutral thing. It's a minus. It's a very, very bad thing. Fear and stress can really just, it's a way of the negative part of me sabotaging, taking over. Because there's something inside me that likes strong emotions. It likes it. It's like a roller coaster. It's fun. You have to be very careful not to let that take over, not to let that rule me. Oh, this is a strong emotion. I feel so bad. I feel myself. I'm alive. That's not life. That's not what life is. It's not a real. That's not a wholly good emotion. That's a negative. That's a minus. Everywhere we are in this world, this is a kana. It's a danger. The Rebbe brought the Yisod B'Shorash HaAvodah. The Yisod B'Shorash HaAvodah at the end of his life not the thing to say. I think it was pretty nice. It was a good time. I sprang over the world. He made it through. He made it across. He did it. And he wasn't in a place where he lost sight of the truth. He always says the world totally fools us. We are completely taken in. You look around, you think it's a physical world, you think we're here for physicality, and it's not true at all. That's not our purpose, that's not why we're here. We have a totally different, you know, we're on a mission. We're on a mission. We're all commanders on a mission. That's what we are. We have to start to remember it and get it back. When you're a commander on a mission, it's not an easy thing. The Rambam says, no matter what, don't let anything bring you to fear. Nothing should bring you to fear. Nothing. You should not be afraid. He said, what's the worst that can happen? A person dies. Everybody dies. Everybody dies. He said, no matter what, nothing to be afraid of. That's what we, that's what we, that's our goal. Our aspiration. Not to be afraid. I don't want to be afraid. I want to be very vigilant. That's part of it. The minute a person, we let go of our fears, we don't want to be afraid anymore. We want to, because I'm on a narrow bridge. But I want a mission from Hashem. I want a mission from Hashem. And everything I do is eternal. So, I can't help but be happy. So, the fears hold me back from being happy. They hold me back from doing it. I'm afraid that that's what holds me back. That's what's stymieing me. It disables my ability to connect to Hashem the way I should, the way I could. You know, during the Gulf War, there were very few people who died. Of those who did, I think one was because he was afraid. He was so afraid, he literally induced a heart attack. Another person was so afraid of the gas, two people maybe, they put the gas mask on wrong and they just suffocated. Can't take it off because maybe there's a missile. I just died. It's not a joke, it's very serious. Serious consequences. Fear is very not a simple thing.
But wasn't it one person who was walking his pig?
It's possible. I don't know. There were incredible miracles during the Gulf War. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. I don't know what they were. I don't know how many. How many casualties was it? Two, three? It wasn't many. I don't remember how many. I was here, actually. It's very scary. But Baruch Hashem made it.
Oh, the last missile attack. What was it? 8 people?
I don't know.
And five of them were standing on a balcony while...
I remember.
You know, while the sirens were going off.
Yeah, that wasn't too clever. Yeah, I remember. But yeah, I do remember. That was a fun couple of months. Yes, I do remember. A while ago. But, yeah. Sad. But I'm talking the Gulf War. That's what I'm talking about. I don't know how many casualties it was. I don't think it was 8 people, the whole Gulf War. I don't believe so.
No, the Gulf War was like 3 for Israel.
Yeah, very few.
And you know, the missile attacks were like 8. And what I remember was that the week afterwards, there were more traffic accidents than there were casualties from the war.
Unbelievable. So, fear is how the negativity sabotages me and disables my ability to connect to Hashem. But still, Hashem is waiting for our tefillos. Hashem's waiting for us. He wants us. Each one of us, every one of us has a mission, we have a goal nobody else can do. So, I have to be very committed. So, I'm not going to let go of giving bricks to the edifice we're all building. The building of Mikdash, where we have to keep on supplying everything that needs to be supplied. All my negative needles, all my bad news, they all come from, I'm afraid. I'm afraid of whatever the fear may be. That's what it really comes down to. Unfortunately, for many people, it's just afraid of feeling his feelings. I don't want to feel. I'd rather be safe. Really safe. He's just in a place where he's trapped. Can't get out. But he feels, he thinks he's being saved.
isn't it a characteristic here? Like, there's almost like a fear of heaven.
Okay, that's a great question. So when it comes to fear of heaven, it's totally, totally different. Fear of heaven is what Lustin explains, the first initially, says, Yira L'chaim. First thing is fear for vitality, for life. Not for, it doesn't diminish from a person's, it doesn't diminish from my joy, my vitality. It brings more life, the verse says. Tosef Chaim. He has more vitality, more life, more alive. He's more there. That's what holy fear does. So Nestor, you have to know when I have fear, so I have to learn how to manage it. A person learns a holy work and says, this is very lushnar, very serious. It doesn't feel, wow, it's devastating. That's not what it's there for. It's devastating, it makes me afraid. It's there so that I should be careful. I should appreciate however much I'm avoiding this problem. It's not there as a bullet to kill me. That's not what it's for. That's not what it is. It's not a tyrant, like the verse says. It's not what it's for. It's there for me to try to be vigilant, try to work on changing and being better. That's what it's for. We don't really understand that fear kills us. Fear kills us. When a person's afraid, that's totally the worst thing. That's what we don't get. So when something happens, I'm afraid. So I get very tense. My blood pressure rises and I get stressed. And that's harming me. That's bringing out all the things which shouldn't come out, which are not really part of who I am. It's not what I want to be. It's the lower self that I have to face. And that all is triggered by fear, panic. He says, look at the ego. There they were. They were on the highest place. Past Sinai. The Torah. Got the Torah. They made an ego? What? They condoned. Okay, maybe they didn't. It was the Arab brother. It was this one. It was that one. They didn't stop them making an idol. I mean, how could it be? They outnumbered them. How could they not stop these people making an idol? It seems impossible. She said, they panicked. Moshe wasn't there, they saw a funeral, they panicked, finished. Like, you're playing a chess game and you just give up.
No, but who panicked?
The Jewish people. We panicked. So
we let the Arab rob.
Yeah, we couldn't do anything. We were too busy. I panicked. I don't know what to do. So Moshe says, so what? Okay, if Moshe died, so what? Hashem revealed himself to you. He'll help you. You think Moshe's gone? He brought the Torah in a miraculous way. Moshe doesn't disappear. Yeah, but Tzadik's still here.
So disappear. Aren't we in the same situation now?
We certainly are. We're so filled with fear. We're so panicked about all sorts of little things that we can't get a grip. We can't get a hold of. Start to act.
I mean, we're still dealing with the Arab Rav.
For sure I'm still dealing with the Arab Rav. For sure I'm still dealing with the Arab Rav. That's true. That's true. That's the Rav. The Rav says, our Mashiach especially, we have an Erev to deal with. And Erev is not—it's not an easy thing to deal with. It's very sad. Person who doesn't—he's not open to holiness. But we have to work on ourselves. We're okay. There's a lot of things that are going to get tricked. It's like the brisker up about Shabbos. If we really connect to the light of Shabbos, it's all going to be okay. Other people feel that like Shabbos. At first, many people in conflict with us. But if enough people connect to the light of Shabbos, the whole world's going to change.
It's happening.
Again?
It's happening.
It is definitely happening. We need to be working on it. Not into the fear. The fear kills it. The fear just stops everything. No fear. No fear. That's the problem. We don't realize we're afraid. When I'm afraid, when I act appropriately because I'm afraid. But whatever the fear might be, you can analyze it. It doesn't matter. So,
I mean, look how many books the Rav sold.
Uh-huh.
Garden of the Moon of. Garden of Peace, Garden of Wisdom, on and on and on and on.
He's doing incredible things. He's a generator of light in the world of darkness. But there's a lot of darkness out there, unfortunately. A lot of darkness.
So we're
this is a happy
hour. I'm trying.
But it's like so many books out there in how many languages now?
It's amazing. It really is amazing. And it's amazing how many people are connecting and waking up. But we need to let go of the fear. That's what it comes down to. No fear. No fear. When we uplifted, we uplifted a lot of other people. Everyone in our spiritual source.
What do we, I mean, like, fear is like one thing, and it's almost like, it could be wrong, but you almost need to fill it with something different, like a different paradigm shift. So what do you fill it with?
Emuna. Joy. Joy, the opposite. That's what holds back the joy. That's what keeps things. I can't. Afraid I'll miss the bus. I'll come late to class. I'll whatever. So the whole time I can't be happy. Fear is the opposite of happiness. So what are you afraid of? You'll be lazy. You won't be relaxed. That's the first thing. First thing. Oy. What are we afraid of? Let go of our fear. That's the first level. First thing. Let go. Everything will be okay. It's the same thing with the books also. You can help someone, give them something. Are you afraid? Maybe they'll just take it the wrong way. Maybe I'll fail. Maybe this and that. And that, like, that destroys your ability to help the person. Just do your best. You're trying to help someone. If not, you do your best. No, you cannot worry. What are you worrying about? What are you obsessing about? Just do your best. That's what's holding us back. Our natural state is joy. Natural state is connected to Hashem, it's just happiness and positivity. That's natural. If we don't have it, then things can't be covered over. When we're younger, we're older, we can only get back to this. Just have to stop the pattern of fear. Don't be afraid. I'm on a narrow bridge. I know that. Okay, I know. Fine. Why should I be afraid?
The bridge is narrow.
So what? It's the letter of Esfarim they bring. There was once a general, he was around, he was in trouble, whatever. He was very panicked. His wife said, I heard worse news than what all these problems, all the setbacks, I heard worse. What's worse? That you're panicked. Now you can't even think of a plan, you can't do anything. It's like it's worse, why are you making it worse? You're on an average, okay, I'm on an average, everyone's on an average. I'll do my best, Hashem will help me. Just bring Hashem into the picture. Everything will be okay. Hashem's here. What do you need to be afraid of? Hashem's right here. So why am I afraid? I don't really feel that now. I'm not connected to that. I'm not connected to it. Can I be happy? Try to remember Hashem. I'm going to Hashem. I'm painting this Hashem. Try to remember.
It's almost like the fear, as you said before, it brings out a different energy. Like almost whatever you're fearing, it attracts exactly what you're fearing.
Exactly. And that's what it says. That's what Ramban says from Yod. He said, I was afraid and it came on me. He said, that's right, Ramban says. You're right. You were afraid and it came on you because you were afraid. So now let go of the fear. No fear. No sin and worry. No worry. Do that. Think positive, be positive, right? Chabad, they say. It's going to be good. No, don't worry. Don't be so. That's getting in the way. We can't begin to understand how much fear is just killing our ability to interact properly, to help other people. To interact with myself properly, to interact with Hashem, to have a good exposure to those, to be in such a state of so constricted that I can't get anywhere, I can't do anything. Well, that's tough. We're on an outbridge. I know that. Okay, thank you. I'm on an outbridge. So what? So what? It's a beautiful parable from the Alta Nevada. Alta Nevada tells a story. He said, don't be like the moth. So this is, we used to have lanterns with open tops. I remember I told this possible. So the open tops, and the flame was towards the top. And the moth would fly in, the inch would fly in, cast the flame, flit past. Yeah. It's in this enclosed space, it's very high. It's going to burn to death. It's going to die of lack of air. And it wants to fly out, but it's afraid. I get singed as I pass. But it came in. It can go out. So instead it burns to death. It burns to death. It can't pass the flame back. Go! It says, just do it. Strap yourself and go. You're out. You're free. No. I can't. Why can't? So we're not, an insect doesn't know better. We know better. It's the same thing to Rabinachmas. It's the same thing. This is an instructional to the Ram. So don't be like an elephant or a camel. It doesn't know its strength. It's trained. They beat it. I don't know what they stick it. So it knows. Whoever pulls your halter, I don't care if it's a mess. You better go or it'll hurt. But now there's no more trainers. There's no weapons. There's nothing. There's just your old members. Don't be like the stupid beast that doesn't know better. Whoever pulls it, just crush the stupid and kick it out of the way and say goodbye. The fear, there's a trap. I'm trapped. I'm like that morph. Get out. Just fly out. I got it. I can get out. Just go. You can do it. Don't clip your wings because you're afraid. Fly and go. Do what you need to do. That's what it comes down to. If something burning, okay, take it. Deal with the hard feeling, the difficulty, whatever it is. Don't be afraid. Face it. Hear it. Go out. Heal from it. That's all. I want to heal. I want to be better. So be better. Good. Do it. Do it. You're on a narrow bridge. Okay, everyone's on a narrow bridge. That's life. Life in this world is a narrow bridge. Whatever level you are, it's a narrow bridge. Like nothing says in the letter. Whatever level you are, it's a narrow bridge because you could fall through who knows where. Everyone, whoever you is. So you gotta strengthen yourself and be strong. Don't let go. Don't let the fear rule me to such an extent that I can't get anywhere. It's not really me. What's afraid isn't me. It's whatever it is. Things that went through trauma. Who knows what stress is? Whatever. Time to stop. Time to start to be a real person. Start to turn to Hashem. Start to be connected. And that's what the fear dictate and sabotage my actions. That's safe. Selfish Shmaya, which will be happy and let go of all the fear. Need this fear. Shmaya. Oh.